60% of us are overweight or obese. Only 37% of Irish adults are at a normal weight. A new Healthy Ireland survey has tested the health of the nation. And while smoking is on the decline, obesity is shaping up to be a really big problem. Professor Niall Moyna from DCU's Health and Human Performance Department is on the line now. Professor Moyna, the striking thing from this survey is that 84% or more perceive that our health is good or very good. Are we deluded?
Firstly, good afternoon, Claire. This seems to be a regular occurrence when we undertake surveys that we tend to overestimate our health. And it's funny, as you said, 84% have estimated that their health to be good or very good. But oddly enough, this year, in a report published in the Irish Medical Journal, found that 64% of Irish people 45 years of age or older are currently taking six or more medications a day for at least a month. That's polypharmacy. So there seems to be a disconnect there somewhere.
Okay, now the figures on overweight and obesity are striking in this survey. Over 60% of people in Ireland now are in that category.
Yeah, and it's the alarming thing is it starts at 25 years of age. So the 25 to 30-year age group, it's 57% are either overweight or obese. And that just continues all the way through life, all into the 70s. So that's very concerning because there are so many chronic conditions that are associated with being overweight and obese. And the cost of that will be astronomical in the years to come.
So is this about what we're putting in, or is it about movement, lack of movement?
Yeah, well, it's a global issue. It's not just an Irish issue. There's been tremendous changes, obviously, in the amount of physical activity that we're doing, and also our dietary patterns have changed enormously. And there are people who have a genetic predisposition, and you put them in this environment where they have access to caloric dense food and they're not physically active, and they're certainly at increased risk for developing overweight and obesity.
So is it individual responsibility? Is it government policy, or is it the big corporates who push the fatty food, the calorific food?
I think
food?
It's a bit of them all. I think you just look at the wonderful results that we see from the smoking. It's down now to 17% from 23% in 2015, and that's because there was teeth put into legislation, the smoking ban, and more recently the legislation relating to packaging, to putting the health comments on the packaging. And I think that's really resonating with people, and I think we need to take a similar approach, a much broader approach, when it comes to the notion of overweight and obesity. And you know, it's the same with their physical activity levels. They're extremely low. In fact, I'm very concerned, particularly for the elderly. It just falls off the cliff after the age of 70, where less than 20% meet the minimum recommendations. And I think I would like to see a lot more effort being put in to investing in elderly people, because very little activity will give those people tremendous both physical and mental health benefits. And I think it's a warning sign there.
The recommended physical activity is be moderately active for 150 minutes a week, but less than 50%, in fact it's 46% of people are achieving that.
Yeah, and that's basically 30 minutes a day of brisk walking. Oddly enough, there's a paper published, a large study published in a prestigious journal about a month ago, stating that women over the age of 72, if they can get 7 rather than 10,000 steps a day, they get maximum benefit. So there's still research on that, but probably between 7 and 10,000 steps a day, most adults should be accumulating that.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor Niall Moyna, for joining us on the News at 1.